Calling home. Kiwis tell us about their interesting lives overseas. This morning we're off to Hawaii to meet Peter Spear. Hello, Peter. Good morning.
Hello, Jim, and aloha from Hawaii.
You're based in Waikoloa. Now, for those not familiar, like me, with Hawaii, where is that?
Okay, the Big Island is, it's a different island from Honolulu and Waikiki. It's around 200 miles south, and it's actually the biggest of all the islands in the state of Hawaii. All the other islands, Maui, Oahu, Molokai, Lanai, Kauai, will all fit into the Big Island with space to spare.
Wow, that's impressive. What sort of tourist numbers do you get compared with some of those other well-known islands?
It's still somewhat unknown. And even friends from New Zealand, when they come up and they're making a booking to come to the Big Island, they come to the wrong island. They think that the Big Island is part of Honolulu and Waikiki, but it's a separate island.
I understand. Yeah, I think it does confuse us, those of us who aren't familiar with Hawaii. Township of Waikoloa, what's that like?
It's a tiny little town. It's been described as a suburb without a city. And there is a small shopping centre with a little supermarket, a bank and a post office and a couple of restaurants, but that's about it. We're kind of isolated where we are. Our closest small town is Kamawala, and it's the center for the Parker Ranch, which, believe it or not, is one of the oldest cattle ranches in the United States. It's around 150,000 acres, so it's a big ranch. And there's a kind of a cowboy community. And because of its altitude, it's up at around 2,500 feet elevation. The climate, believe it or not, is very similar to Auckland in New Zealand, excepting that it has a wet side and a dry side, and they're only a mile or so apart. And it's, when I say wet, we're talking really wet. It rains a lot. And then on the other side, it's really dry. It's like a desert.
Isn't that strange? What is it like compared with, in terms of progress and mod cons and tech advancements and so on, what's it like compared with New Zealand? Where would you place it in time where you are?
It's like going backwards in time. When we first came over here, honestly, I was managing a small kayak touring company, and we had, I think at the peak, we had around 12 or 14 staff. And my wife and I were managing it, and we thought, rather than paying the guys cash, wouldn't it be nice to set up an automatic transfer for the guys' wages? And we tried to do that, and the guy said, oh, we didn't get our pay. And I'm thinking, oh, maybe it's just teething. But it turned out that the bank wrote out a check and posted it to the bank of the recipient. And it took like 2 weeks to, and we were used to that taking 30 seconds or 60 seconds by FPOS in New Zealand. It's improved a bit, but it's still kind of backwards. They, on the local radio channels, they're still playing 70s and 80s music. And honestly, it's like we're stuck in a time warp here.
It doesn't sound
too, which is nice.
Yeah, it doesn't sound too unpleasant at all.
It's not. It's not.
So what do you do there, Peter?
I'm the general manager of a property called Harpuna Beach Residences. The Western Marriott Harpuna Beach Resort Hotel was in need of a financial injection. So they decided to sell, I'm thinking between a quarter and a third of the hotel, around 150 rooms, and convert it into luxury apartments. And we're getting very close to the finishing touches. And the biggest four-bedroom, it's a huge apartment, and the views out the front window, the beach is right there, right outside the front window, and that apartment is worth just under $8 million.
US?
US, yep.
Whoa.
But we do take New Zealand money. It just be a little bit more.
You'll find buyers for these apartments at those prices? presumably.
Oh, yeah. I think one third of them are already sold. I've only been at this property for, I started in June, but prior to that, I managed a 30-acre property called the Villages at Monolani, and that had 130 kind of luxury houses, which ranged from around $1 million to $2 million. And some of the owners, I was there for 8.5 years, and some of the owners I may have seen 2 or 3 times in that time, and it was a second or third or sometimes even fourth home.
Gee, okay. So, all right, so big money has arrived on the island. I suppose it arrived some time ago. What is the attraction, apart from a lovely beach? What can people do?
Well, for the size of the big island, if you imagine from Auckland across to the top of the Coromandel, down to Tauranga, across to Hamilton, and then back up to Auckland, that's roughly the size. And we have two mountains, Mauna Kea, which means mountain white, and another called Mauna Loa, and they're both taller than Mount Cook. They're shield volcanoes and millions of years old, and from the ocean floor, they're several thousand feet taller than Mount Everest. So they're huge, huge mountains. And those mountains get snow every year, so you can go skiing. there's a lot of surfing. I like to surf myself. There's a lot of diving. The diving is spectacular. In the winter, we have whales. All through the year, we have manta rays, where you can go diving with the manta rays at nighttime. It's a little bit freaky, but it's just a thrill of a lifetime. The tropical life and the reef and the coral is stunning. The humpback whales from Alaska, there's always dolphins. We have a little bit of culture. The Kahilu Theatre up in Waimea has regular visits from New Zealand artists, and I think it seats around 500 people. Neil Young used to live here, and he would sponsor various musicians. And this is probably one of the astronomy centres of the world with some of the most clear atmospheres. I've seen the transit of Venus, just like Captain Cook did and back in the 1700s, through the eyes of some of the biggest telescopes in the world. You can go in there and you can watch on a 20-foot screen, and you see the sun, which is a huge circle, maybe 10 feet in diameter, and then this little dot, which is like an inch in diameter, slowly traversing across the face of the sun. And then just last weekend, we actually watched the comet Neowise.
All right, so there are a lot of wonders to behold where you are. Peter Spear is who we're talking to in Waikoloa in Hawaii. So you were born in Lincoln, lived in Auckland for a long time, married Wendy. I imagine you wish you had a dollar for every time someone said Peter Pan and Wendy.
Oh, yeah. We were actually, I was keen to call my daughter Tinkerbell.
You weren't really.
I was. I thought she'd either get called Tinks or Belle, but she's called Shania.
Yeah.
And Naya, N-I-A-H in Hawaiian, means little dolphin. Ah. So it's kind of almost a Hawaiian name.
That's a lovely Hawaiian name. I'm assuming you and Wendy thought you were just going to stay maybe for a few years, but it's turned into 15.
Well, we were double income, no kids. We'd been married for 20 years when we came up here, and we kind of thought it would be more of the same. But virtually as soon as we got here, Wendy became pregnant, and in May 2006, our daughter was born, and she's now 14.
You live in a little village, as it were, but how often do you hop over to Honolulu or elsewhere for some big city life? Do you have big shopping expeditions?
We probably go once per year, and it is kind of a shopping expedition.
How about New Zealand? How often do you get to come home?
Actually, last year was the first time in 11 years.
Wow.
So it's been a long time. And for my daughter, A lot of her cousins are in their 30s because of Wendy and I taking so long to have a child in the first place. But it's funny that Shania's cousins have kids that are her age. So she absolutely adored getting in touch with all her friends. And we had a great time. I must admit, friends that we have from New Zealand, that's one of the best things I love about New Zealand, is all our friends back there.
Are you going to come back here? Because you sound thoroughly separated from it in terms of how long you've been in Hawaii and how comfortably you've settled in there.
Well, we bought a house here. We're kind of stuck here for the moment, and I figure that as long as I can work and I'm healthy, I would like to stay here.
All right, so you're happily ensconced in Hawaii and no return ticket booked, but it sounds like you've got a really nice life. What does Wendy do most of the time, can I ask?
Well, she was working for a company doing bookkeeping or accounting over here, and the company said that they would like her to become more skilled. So she actually went to university and got a degree in accounting and is now doing the bookkeeping for a honey company. It's called the Rare Hawaiian Honey Company. And the directors of the company have even been down to New Zealand to study the New Zealand Manuka honey, which you can even buy that at the Costco store here. Although last time I looked, they didn't have any. They were sold out, so... New Zealand is becoming known more so. Although I must admit, Americans do not know what a Kiwi bird is, which I find most amusing. So when somebody is called a Kiwi, they think that that means they're like a Kiwi fruit.
Yeah. They say a lot of Americans haven't bothered to have passports, don't they?
To travel within the United States of America, you just need a driver's license or as an ID. Sure. So it's domestic travel. It's like traveling within New Zealand.
You must be pleased when you do meet New Zealanders coming through. Do you ever see them in the Costco, ever see them in town, say hello to them?
There's a few Kiwis here. I do like meeting up with Kiwis. We have the World Championship Ironman is held in Kailua Kona every year. Well, that's the town where the race starts and finishes. But the track, I think it's about a 3-mile swim, 117-mile bicycle ride, and then followed up by a marathon at the end. And Shania and I, we volunteer every year to help out. They have 5,000 volunteers, and there are 2,000 competing athletes from all over the world. And there's always a big contingent from New Zealand. And last year, we actually had some friends from New Zealand come up, and they helped us volunteer. And it was a lot of fun. We had a great time.
You're happy there, aren't you?
I am kind of happy here. I do like it.
Yeah.
It's a happy place. I think when you're in a place where the weather is almost always perfect, like where we are, we live in a desert. I think we get between 3 and 7 inches of rain per year, and that could fall in just a couple of days. So when it does rain, it can rain very heavily. But 99% of the time, it's just beautiful blue skies. It can get windy. But you could always go to the beach all year long, summer, winter. It's just always just the same.
We're all coming up to stay with you, Peter. You don't mind?
Well, we got one spare room.
It's lovely to talk to you and to hear about your life. And thank you for being with us on Calling Home today.
I'll be honest with you. I do like the public radio up here. But the New Zealand radio, I like to listen on a Saturday morning. I get up early, and on a Saturday morning, I can listen to your Sunday morning program. And it's so eclectic, and it's such a mix of all different sorts of things, and even the kids' stories that I remember from a long time ago. And it's a lot of fun. I like it. And I hope that people throughout the world, Kiwis, can take advantage of that because it's very easy. You just click onto the website and then just listen live. And it's sort of like a taste of home.
Oh, it's good you can listen to us. It's been nice listening to you, actually. Thank you for your company this morning.
You're welcome. It's been a pleasure.
We're putting Peter on the payroll. Peter Spear in Hawaii on the Big Island.